Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello and welcome to Dancing with the Stars. And you're Cindy and I'm Jack.
Hello. Nobody can see
us. I know, that's true. We can't see us. We're not doing a... We're doing a video, but we're not doing it... Post it on video. Because yes. It's just... we don't look our best.
No, I don't know.
Well, you always look great, but me, I look like I don't have any hair.
Well, you don't.
Anyway, we had another Dancing with the Stars.
And I'm sorry it's so late. It's just, you know, again, it's been a crazy week for me. Because it's all about me.
It's all about you, yes.
You don't have any crazy weeks.
No.
We're sorry it's late, but we want to make sure you guys, we got it out. So that's why we're doing it right now. We're not videotaping because it's Saturday.
But anyway.
I was excited for it.
It's because you're getting down...
To the wire.
Getting down to the wire.
Right.
It's really, at this point, anyone's game.
True.
I shouldn't say game. It's anyone's mirror ball to win.
Correct.
Because there's still... I couldn't tell you who's going to win right now. Because
there's like one or two. I'm going to say it right now.
Okay.
You ready?
All right.
I'm going to say it's going to be James and Allie. Did I say her name right?
Allie, yeah.
Okay. Are the two.
But what about Kel?
Ooh.
He's good in there. Hannah's had some good, again.
Okay, those are the top four.
All right.
But I still think it's going to be James and
Well, we start with James and Emma doing the jive.
Yes.
And it wasn't his best day. He's always good.
He's always great.
He's been consistent from the
yes,
start.
Yes, from the start. I would agree.
He has improved. So maybe you expect more from him. Because he had tens last week, right?
Well, I also think it's based on
what
the dance.
Doing?
The yeah. dance are doing... the music, I think, that comes into play for it. 1,000 reasons. But I thought, I don't know, every week I think his dances are 9s and 10s, in my opinion.
But he's definitely solid. He's definitely got to be in the finals.
Yeah, I would agree with you.
If he's not in the finals, then
it would be weird.
Wrong.
But, you know, we've been wrong before, so.
Well, you have, but I haven't.
Oh, that's right. You're never wrong.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. But he had 9s across the board, and Joey Fatone is in.
Yes, we didn't say that. He's our fourth judge
our
this
fourth
time.
Judge. He's our fourth judge.
need to be judged. Not yours, but ours.
He's our fourth judge. And I thought he was, I like him. I like him on the show.
I thought he was hilarious. I loved him. I thought he brought great, I think of all the guest judges, he's by far the best.
Let's make him permanent. Let's go with four judges.
I'm with you on that.
I have no problem. Okay. I don't know if he wants to do it. But Joey, if you're out there listening.
Take our
and
advice.
And why aren't you?
Jack and Cindy, the greatest people of all time. Hello.
Next up, we have Sean and Jenna doing the Argentine Tango.
And again, Lindsay was out because of her family.
Lindsay was out because of her family, which you understand.
Is Sean a dancer?
No.
No. Is he going to be in the semi thing? We don't know.
No.
Okay.
But we know.
But he, you know, to go out there week after week... I think Jessica messaged.
Well, I'll read those.
Okay,
I'll read those later.
I think she mentioned something about it. To listen to the criticism, you know, it's enough to go out there and do something that's not your element, but then to listen to being criticized, and I don't think they made it.
I get that maybe coming into this, a lot of people didn't like him.
Oh yeah, there were some people that were boycotting it.
Boycotting it. It's what has he done on the show?
Right? Did you know that? Because I watched an interview he did the next day. And I forgot the people that interviewed him, and I apologize. But
ABC.
I don't know. No, it wasn't one. Something. I don't know. I watch a lot of YouTube lately. Anyway,
you're a YouTuber.
Yes, I am. Anyway, I didn't know this, but he brought every show a wounded soldier and a caregiver of a wounded soldier.
Oh, really?
To the show every week. They got to sit in the front row. They got to meet the cast
wow.
and be involved with that. And to me, I don't care what you are, what you do, but when you, to me, service people, they, you know, first responders, anybody that does anything that helps other people besides themselves,
right.
I'm always amazed by them because I don't know if I could do it. And then also the shirt that he wore the first week, he auctioned it off and they get raised like $4,000 for another
really?
Group of soldiers. So that itself, no matter what, I just think it's awesome. He didn't just take... I always say to people, you can't be takers. I love that he wasn't just a taker. He, you know, he got something on the show and he also gave back to other people.
Yeah,
so I applaud that.
Well, I didn't know about that. That's nice. Again, he's improved, but unfortunately, the other dancers have really
improved.
Yeah. I mean, he's doing the best he
can. He's capable of doing.
And the judges do say that, but they do get a little snarky. And I think the reason they do it is because they were burned last year.
I get it.
And it's not fair to Sean, but I think Sean, unfortunately, is just the dancer coming off last season, which was very controversial.
Yes, it was.
I mean, a lot of people I know stopped watching it.
Yes.
Because
of
We almost did because...
We didn't finish the show because we were so upset.
Yeah, and...
The podcast.
But, again, it is just for fun, but it does come down... I want to see the best dancers win.
I would agree with you.
And should he have gone home a couple weeks ago? I think he should have. But again, it's... What
I said last week. It's the viewers who vote, and they vote who they want to see. And it's a viewer's show. So, again, I think everybody's vote should count in any kind of a voting situation. And I think their vote should count. If they want him to stay in as a viewer of the show, they get to do it.
I mean, it's not his fault he's still in.
No.
So,
anyway.
So, he got 7 from Carrie Ann, a 6 from Lynn, 7 from Joey, and a 6 from Bruno. Bruno was... Bruno shocked me the most because he's usually fun, kind of fun loving, and he's on.
Do you think they were doing it because they want the viewers to listen to them so that they know to vote them out?
I think it was a backlash from what happened last season, where someone won who probably shouldn't have won because of his popularity.
Right.
When there were other dancers that were just far better than the dancer that won.
True.
I mean, it was.
We were upset.
I mean, it wasn't even close.
Right.
Last year, and so if Sean would have won, I think the show. I think we've done.
Yeah, I agree.
I think as a judge too. Again, they could have handled it better. They got personal. I think a couple times, but I think they just didn't want Sean to win. And I think at this point too, the dancers that remain are. It's not a question of are they better than Sean. They are a lot better than Sean.
Okay.
Again, it's not fair to Sean, but it just...
Yeah, I agree with you.
And I'm not defending the judges. I don't think I could go on bashing someone like that, but that's just...
It always makes me uncomfortable. I gotta stop it.
Next up, we have Hannah and Alan doing the Sasa. I liked it.
You did?
I thought it was a good dance, but I guess you and the judges
didn't agree. I wasn't that thrilled about it. It wasn't a horrible dance. It wasn't like a Sean dance. But I'm like, about to judge that. But it was, I didn't like it. I mean, she's a gorgeous girl. She's adorable. Everything about her is just absolutely adorable.
But I thought it was a good dance.
It was okay. It wasn't her best. It was okay.
No, I wouldn't say it's her best, but well, last week she had tens, right? She had a great week last week.
She did have a great week last week.
But she got 8s across the board. I would have given her 9.
Okay.
But that's me. I'm a little more generous than people. Next up, we have Ali and Sasha doing the samba.
Boy, has she improved from that first week.
We keep saying this week after her confidence level is up here.
Oh, absolutely.
If you would have told me that she had a chance to win this after the first couple weeks, I said, no.
No, I would agree with you. Because I was shocked that when I remember the first week or two, I was like, God, she isn't a great dancer. That surprises me. Not because of any reason, but because she was in a group that I'm sure they sung and danced and learned a lot of stuff.
She took heat for it.
Yeah. But anyway, but boy, has she just, and they're just, they look great together. Sasha and Allie, I don't think Sasha's ever won. I always root for the pro dancers.
That's why I hurt last year because we're Sharna won.
And we
love Sharna. So it was like, okay, I'm not going to criticize her because she deserves a win. But anyway.
But it was a great dance. I loved it. And again, I think they look great together. And they got 10s across the board. Well deserved.
Oh, yeah. I thought...
It was a great samba.
Great dance.
Yeah.
Great samba. Next up, we have Lauren and Gleb doing the quick step.
She just looks sometimes so awkward. I don't know what it is. Sometimes I look at... I love the outfit. I love the way her hair... Everything about her looks fabulous.
I didn't think it was her best dance.
I didn't think so either. And she just looked like she was like off foot, like wobbly and a little bit off a little bit. But...
I think, you know, because her second dance we'll talk about was so much better that she put more energy into the second.
I'm sure it's a lot to learn to her dances.
It's got to be hard, but the second dance was so much better than the first dance that maybe she was just like...
When you're doing
two dances, okay, this is the one I like doing.
Right.
And this is what I feel comfortable doing.
And I think that's so well because I, you know, I think as skaters, when I was a skater, there was things that I like doing better. I'd rather do spread eagles, bowers, laybacks, spirals. You got me to jump and be like, oh my, please don't make me jump.
So, I like doing quads and triple axels.
You never did that
like
stuff,
that.
But you did do wall jumps.
I did a half toe wally.
Yes, you did a half toe wally, and you have done wall jumps, and you've done spins, and you did your spiral. You did your oh my god, I forgot a move. What is that called? You did your attitude.
Did my attitude?
Not attitude with your face. Attitude with your leg.
And then I fell on my face. And I said,
you did the Chinese arabesque. Yeah. You know, you hold your leg up and do it. So very good. But anyway,
I eventually quit because I fell on my face.
Yes, you did.
Next, the scores were 9. I would have given her an 8. I thought 8s were well deserved. Yeah. 8 for Carrie Ann.
No, a 9
from Carrie
Ann.
I'm sorry, Carrie Ann. 9 from Carrie Ann, 9 from Lynn. Joey and Bruno got 8s. I thought it was an 8.
I was with Jonah. Joey and Bruno.
Jonah, the new judge, Jonah. Next up, we have Kel and Whitney doing the Paso Doble.
I didn't know he was a pastor for the youth.
I didn't either.
Yeah, that was really interesting. It's kind of cool. Like, it's neat to see, you know, because you forget about them once they're gone for a while.
He calls it the Good Burger Church.
No, he doesn't, Jack. Oh, my gosh. Anyway.
Let God say you want a cheeseburger. Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. Won't you take your order, please?
Okay, anyway. I didn't like this.
I thought it was a good...
It was okay, but there's a couple... when he did the knee slides, I couldn't do
well,
it.
Well, you know, we both said, yeah, okay, he wasn't very good on the knee slides, but I go, I'd still be laying there.
Yeah, you would, so would I.
Call 911!
would you have gotten the words out?
No, because I'd be laying there in pain. Again, it's a tough move. Maybe they shouldn't have put it in
he
there.
He looked stiff. His hands, like Carrie Ann said, they look stiff. Everything about... I think what he was trying to portray was just this matador who was... tough and but I think it came across as tight and stiff and just not.
Well,
wasn't his best dance.
I think, again, when you do two dances, I think because his other dance was outstanding.
Yes, it was.
So maybe it's just the dance you feel comfortable with, and you're more focused on. I mean, when you have to only focus on one dance that week, I think it's obviously easier to dance. When you have two
right.
dances, it's like, okay, I got to do this dance, this dance. I go, God, I'm really shaky in this dance. But
right.
It wasn't his best dance. He got an 8 from Carrie Ann, 8 from Lynn, a 9 from Joey, a 9 from Bruno. I would have given him a 9. I thought it was worthy of a 9.
I thought it was 8.
Okay. You're wrong. Next up, we have James and Emma doing the... This is the second round.
Right.
James and Emma doing the John.
Two. Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, bye. And I guess...
Remember when our son did that one time?
Yeah,
it was hilarious.
Hilarious.
He was so good. He's a good dancer. He's got rhythm.
He had so much...
He got that from his mother.
He had a lot of talent. I don't know what happened to him.
Our son? He still has talent. He wouldn't have gotten as far as in his life without it. He's just an amazing kid. Anyway.
Amazing kid. But no, I get what the judges were saying because they were saying...
They kind of put Emma out of it.
She was kind of... They weren't dancing. It wasn't just about... I think Bruno said, not just about you, James.
Yes. I thought it was awesome.
I thought it was a great dance, but then you see the point. Okay, all right.
They are a couple.
They're supposed to be dancing together. And Emma was never really... She was next to him.
Right.
But not really...
And I didn't know he had known the NSYNC guys for over 20 years. That's kind of interesting, too.
Who knew that?
I know.
Who knew? But...
You ever faked your ID? In the old days, you could mess with your ID and you could get into places, and
that's against the law. I never did that.
You were perfect?
I never faked an ID.
I had a fake ID.
I didn't have a fake ID. No.
I did. I had a fake ID. I'll admit it.
No, I had. In fact, I used to have to...
Wasn't because I like to drink. I just wanted to go with everybody.
Well, it's funny. I used to have to show my ID till I was like 26, 27, and now I don't even have to show it for like...
First of all, I don't think anybody's asked our ID in a good 20 plus
years.
It's
like I've been able to get senior discounts since I was like 30.
Remember that time we went to
IHOP
and I told the lady that she gave us a discount. She goes, and she was the sweetest little thing. She goes, oh, it's senior night. I gave you a senior discount.
And we both
I was
it.
Offended. I wasn't even like 55 yet.
I think I was still in my 40s.
Yes.
And I went...
I was offended.
But then we looked around and we went... Oh,
it is all senior. Please, Bill. She probably didn't want to ask. But anyways, no. I wanted to pay full price because I did not want to be considered a senior yet. But I'll take it now.
But we gave her we made it up on the tip.
We just gave her the extra on the tip.
But no, Carrie Ann gave a 9. I thought
Lynn's 8 was I didn't think he was an 8.
He was. I would have given a 9. I thought it was.
Yeah, absolutely.
I liked the song probably too. Joey gave a 10, obviously,
right. Which kind of then gave the extra point back to Lynn to the 9,
and then Bruno a 9. I think it should have been a 9. I like the dance. Like I said, he's definitely got to be the top one or two.
Right, I agree with you.
He's got to be in the top one or two. But this time we're going to take a commercial break.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
About the things that Heather sent you
at all? Oh, I can talk about the end
yeah.
if you want.
Okay.
We're back. Next up, we have Hannon and Alan doing the
tango. Her best dance.
Best dance. And
yeah.
She was a little emotional in the, yeah. the training because they weren't
well,
getting
it
right.
I think she wants to be, you know, she wants it bad enough. You know, it's cool to see these celebrities, as they're called, to want it as bad as they do. You know, they're not just in it, just they want to win. And I think it's cool. And she just got frustrated. We all get frustrated when we're trying to do something.
Not on me.
Please.
Well, I master things right away.
So. No, you don't. Go ahead. You can think that way, but not. Anyway, I'm here to keep you straight.
There was definitely a much better dance than her other dance, even though I thought her other dance was better than a lot of people thought.
I thought it was her best dance of the night.
Yeah, but she had a 10 from Carrie Ann, a 9 from Lynn. Lynn was a little tight today. And Joey and Bruno...
A 10.
Next up, we have Sean and Jenna doing the Foxtrot. And I don't know, I thought it was better...
I thought it was his best dance he's done all over. You saw his emotions... You saw, like, when they came together, you could, like, felt like they were a couple that were dancing. It was believable.
And again, and he's obviously the weaker dancer of the left.
Yes.
And he lost his partner.
Yes.
You know, Lindsay.
It was another cool thing that they were talking about. Sean was talking about that Jenna came in on the Saturday night, which the show was Monday. So she only had a day and a half with them for that first dance. And so the next day, they're usually doing all the blocking of the routine with the cameras and the costumes and everything. So anyway, it was listening to that was kind of cool. But
anyway, they were at this point. I think they should have. They knew he had to probably be going home, right?
Yeah.
So there was. I don't think there was any reason to pile on. And you can tell he thought he would.
He thought he did a good job. He thought this was probably his best
dance. And even Jenna, I think, was kind of shocked. She handled it as a pro.
Yeah, they always do. They always do.
But you could tell they were both kind of like shocked. But he got sixes across the board.
I didn't think I thought it was at least a 7.
I thought it was at least a 7.
Yeah.
And again, should he go home? Yes. But again.
Do we have to humiliate someone in order for them to go home? No.
No. At this point, they didn't have to.
No.
I think they probably know. Who's going to be on the bot? I think they...
You think that before this at the end?
I think they do.
Okay.
I mean, who knows? Next up, we have Lauren and Gleb doing the rumba. And this was a far much better
dance. Oh, my gosh. She didn't look so awkward. She looked like she was enjoying it. She was singing it while she was dancing.
She was having fun.
It was a great
it.
Time. Her hands, everything looked good. Because sometimes her feet get weird, her arms, everything. And I thought, again, this was a good dance for her. But, of course, she is dancing with broken ribs. So I'm sure that's uncomfortable to do.
We keep forgetting that she's injured.
Yeah, she is injured.
That can't be when you're twisting and turning. I've never had broken ribs.
No.
I've had bruised ribs. But I've never had broken ribs.
I never had anything like that.
And
I've had a bruised tailbone. And that's not fun.
No. Because you lost your tail.
No, it's a bruised tailbone from falling on my bottom skating.
I know.
Anyway.
But 9's across the board.
And absolutely deserve the 9s.
I thought maybe
you thought a 10.
I thought maybe a 10.
You were saying that. You thought that. Because you asked me. I said, no, she didn't get a 10.
I thought, not a 10? Yeah. I said, I thought it was worthy of a 10. Lauren, you did a good job on the second dance. I don't know why I pointed at the camera. But anyway, I did. Next up, we have Kale and Whitney doing the Vietnamese Waltz.
Love this. Looked great.
That's why I
fabulous.
Think, that's why I think Kale can win this.
Yeah, I keep forgetting about that. I keep forgetting about him. He could. He definitely could.
Right now, I think it's Kale, Allie, and James.
James.
Those are the three people left. Hannah and Lauren are the other two people.
Right.
They're good.
We only have 2 weeks. So we got next week and then the week after. Yes. That's it.
So I think those should be the final three.
Okay.
I don't know if they do.
I don't disagree with you on those are perfect threes.
But he listened to Carrie Ann.
Yes, he did. She loved it. That was smart to listen like that. Gave him, I'm sure, some extra bonus points.
But 10's across the board.
And well deserved.
And they're a great couple together.
Yeah, they are. I really like them together.
They really work together. And next up, we have Ali and Sasha doing the jazz. And she's, like I said, she's just. from
like blossomed
first 2 weeks to now.
Yeah, she, it's like not even the same person.
She's again.
She's like, she just looks like she's having so much fun.
Yeah.
She's getting it. She's just enjoying it.
That's
all.
Where you look at.
I love the part where they jumped over each other. I thought that was really
she
cool.
She rolled and he jumped.
Yeah, yeah.
That's where you go to Sean, and because Sean's improved. But he hasn't Allie improved.
No.
He hasn't Allie improved.
Well, he was never going to improve like Allie. That's
what I'm saying. But that's where you kind of go, okay, that he's improved. But it's like, oh my God, she has improved. She could win this. And if you would have, at the beginning, I was like, no, she's not going to win this. She doesn't have the confidence. She doesn't have the moves. But she was outstanding. Great job by Allie all the way in.
And she got 10, so she had 2 perfect scores.
Yeah.
So she had the maximum of 80 points.
Yes.
Which is awesome.
And before we go on, I want to read things from our message board, the Jay and Jack Facebook page.
And then I want to talk about some of the things that Heather sent us about Facebook, about the
Some Kansas guy stars. Named Jack said, there is only one person who should be going home tonight.
You.
Next up we have Jessica saying, I love Joey Fatone.
With you, Jessica.
I wish he'd be a permanent judge.
Ditto, Jessica.
It's like 2 weeks in a row I've agreed with her.
I know.
It's giving me a headache. I thought Sean did better. Again, I like the
agree.
I like the comment you both made last week about Sean. I know he wasn't the best dancer, but judges were so mean at times, which made me want to vote for him. Saying that, though, I'm glad to see him go.
Right.
Next up, we have Tammy saying, Jessica Wagner, they were definitely meaner than they needed to be. Honesty is important, but being mean to be mean is not okay. I know that there were people on the bottom that shouldn't have been at times, but I don't think anyone that would have won.
True.
I don't know how someone can be on TV and stand there and let people keep insulting.
I'm with you on that. I can't.
Again, it was tough. It was tough to watch. Again, you judge the person by what they've done on the show, not who they are outside the show. If you don't want that person on the show, don't bring them on the show.
Right.
Right? Say, hey, we're not... Then you do that ahead of time. And then I wanted to talk about some of the stuff that my daughter sent to me. Different stuff.
She said about this. I never got to see it.
It's on my phone. I can't
You can't see it.
But some of the things off the top of my head, the pros make about $5,400 a week.
$5,400 a week?
About $5,400 a week, which kind of shocked me. I thought they would make more. I mean, that's a lot of money for all of us. But for them, the contestants start off with like $125,000. Then they get so much as it moves on. If you make it to the end, I think it's like you can get anywhere from $270,000 to
$300,000.
So that's obviously, too, that's why they want to keep going, because they make more money.
Right.
There was other things about the costumes and how much makeup. They use a ton of makeup. The costumes are the most, and the sets are the most expensive
part
of the show. Which makes sense, because...
Well, Sean was saying that too bad they didn't get to see we're going to be in the semifinals because they already had their costumes planned. He says, and you thought the first week of the shirt was bad. You should have seen what I was going to wear the next time.
Well, maybe you should just wear it on the show.
That's what they were telling him.
Bruno actually hosts a show in London, so he flies back and forth. He's 21 hours of flight time back and forth.
Wow.
Going back and forth. So that's why sometimes he could be... That's why he may be a little
cranky.
Maybe
he's cranky sometimes.
And you know.
So he does the same show in London?
He does a similar show. I think it's in London. But anyway. And there are some other things. There was 10 things you should know about Dancing with the Stars.
Well, let's write them down so we can talk about them next week.
But it was pretty fascinating. But anyway, we come down to the end. And the two people in the end are Lauren and Gleb, which I thought... The way she's been dancing the last 3 weeks.
I agree.
She's not terrible, but
no.
And then Jenna and Sean and both Carrie.
And you know right away they're gonna dance. And which makes sense.
And both Carrie Ann and Bruno and even Bruno said, okay, I've been a little hard on you.
Right.
But that's just the way it is. But Sean goes home and he handled it with class.
I agree, you could tell
he was getting emotional. I think he knew that the end was coming, and it probably because he's been having a good time. He's lost 20 pounds or so.
Almost 20 pounds. And he said that he just really enjoyed, he goes, not just the cast of the show. He goes, he was talking on this interview. He enjoyed, the makeup people, the people that were handing out tickets. He goes, every single one of the people who's involved in the Dancing with the Stars, the worker, everybody's involved, are just top-notch people. All enthusiastic, want everybody to enjoy as much as they do, and just have it's just a great, happy-go-lucky, wonderful atmosphere there. And I think anytime you in a situation like that, TV show, work job, anything that you're in, when you're working with a bunch of people that you really enjoy working with, which I'm fortunate now, I worked with great people before. My bosses weren't always that great. But I this time around, I'm working with great people and also great bosses, and it does make a difference to go into work when there's days when that alarm goes off.
Oh, and you respect people and you enjoy being around those people.
It makes it a lot easier.
It's not work.
Right, exactly.
So
I was always fortunate to have great people I worked with. I wasn't always fortunate to have great bosses, so I'm glad that I had good people, because I don't know, made up for those bosses some days.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I get what you were saying. It was interesting because he goes, I'm not just talking about, every single person, you spend so much time with the makeup people, the costume people, the set designers, the cameramen, everybody, that you just get such a great relationship that you just have so much fun. And every time
they seem to like it.
Yeah, they do. And then every time you see anybody leave the show, they all talk about the same thing, that it feels like a family, that it's so much fun. And I think what a great working environment to be around that.
And Erin, let's give Erin Andrews credit. She does a good job when they come up there.
Yes, she does.
Of making
them feel special and important, too.
She is.
And you don't know if she likes them or not, because she just comes across.
She's probably better than Tom. Whereas Tom has, I guess Tom has a job to keep the show.
Yeah, his job. Yeah, you can tell his job is that. Is to keep the
show struck, Right.
Well, that's why she's in charge of interviewing them at the scores. Don't
because
you
I know when we go back before how you didn't like it when
Brooke Burke,
because you had a crush on her.
I said if I was gay, she would be my girlfriend. I wouldn't even hesitate. Yeah. I would love her as my girl. Even if I wasn't, I think I would still love her as my girlfriend.
You have a crush.
I have a crush on her.
But you were upset when they hired Erin Andrews. But Erin Andrews it's her niche.
It is her niche.
She's great on the football, doing the football games, the NFL games. But she does, I know.
At first I was disappointed, but then when I watch Erin Andrews in the last how many years it's been, I'm like, oh, I see the difference. I can see it instantly. You can see it.
She just has that.
Yes.
She just has a gift.
Yeah, she has a gift. And I think that is a special gift. I mean, Oprah Winfrey was a great interviewer.
Right.
And when you're good at that, it makes a difference.
Because you see people. I mean, you've had people do talk shows before. I mean, Chevy Chase, as funny as he was.
But his talk show.
The talk show was horrible. And it was just like, because it just came across. And there are people like that that have tried to, I'm funny, I'll do a talk show, and it doesn't work because they don't have you can't do the small talk.
Right.
And
small talk is important.
Yeah, I go back to Carson. Carson will always be the best because he just knew how to let people.
Be the guest.
Be the guest.
And not be the center of the attention.
Right, exactly. So, anyway, that was this week's show. If you like what we do.
Please do.
Please give us a 5-star review, or you can help support this podcast and all the podcasts and benefit from everything we do here.
You go on to for the Amazon thing. Amazon. Go to janejack.com
and click Amazon.
I did that today when I was looking at something. I just want to make sure every time that I get that in there. I didn't buy anything, but you never know.
And again, all the podcasts on the network benefit from this. Also, you can become a patron. Do the same thing. Go on janejack.com. Again, each one of the podcasters get a little something-something for for their effort. And it helps. It puts a little smile on their face.
Yes.
Again,
you buy ourselves a cup of coffee.
Exactly. but we're going to we thank all our patrons. We're going to thank Tack from Paris, Eckhart Rickner Glaffelder, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with the Plan, Ed the Creepy Letter Carrier, and Drake the Destroyer. Thanks for what you do, and thanks for everyone what you do.
We really appreciate it.
Yes. That's all we got. We're out of here. Bye.
Bye.